Hello, hello. You're listening to The GOAT, KYGT LP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM here in beautiful Idaho Springs. We can also be streamed at clearcreekradio.com. This is Howdy Neighbor. I am your host, Misunderstanding. And in the radio station with me today, I have Senator Dylan Roberts. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Really good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on. So you just finished up downstairs at the United Center here with a town hall. How did that go?
We had a great town hall. Yeah, we had a really good crowd that came out to the United Center tonight to hear from myself and Representative Leslie Smith. We're the state legislators that represent Clear Creek County down in Denver at the state legislature in the state capitol. And we just got done with our legislative session about 3 weeks ago. And so now we're out on the road holding these town halls, meeting with constituents and talking about what happened and what didn't happen at the capitol this year.
Nice, nice. So just so you know, and so everybody on the air knows, this is a call-in show. You're welcome to call in with any questions, 303-567-4628. Did you get any interesting questions from our residents here in Clear Creek?
Yeah, we had a really good discussion. Talked about some of the bills that myself and Representative Smith worked on. Several issues that are important to Clear Creek County, like road safety, wildfire mitigation, Medicaid, and affordability. And then we opened up the conversation to the audience to take their questions. We had some questions about AI in schools. We had questions about what are we doing to protect Medicaid in Colorado? How are we responding to what's happening at the federal level? And yeah, it's always great. These conversations kind of bounce from one topic to the other and people can bring up whatever they want. So it's always a fun discussion.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that I missed the open house town hall.
Yeah.
What were some of the bills that you and Leslie worked on?
So some of the bills that I worked on and that I got to talk about at the town hall tonight, Senate Bill number one, the first bill introduced to the whole Senate this year was my bill. This is a bill I got ideas from county commissioners across my district, including here in Clear Creek County, about how to create more flexibility when they're wanting to build workforce and affordable housing in their communities. There were some pretty arcane state laws in place that were preventing them from using some of their resources or using municipally owned land or selling that land to do workforce housing. And so worked on this bill that ended up getting bipartisan support to repeal some of those outdated laws and make it easier for communities to consider workforce housing projects, which we know has been so important. I represent a very large district that has stretches from here in Clear Creek County all the way to Utah and all the way north to Wyoming. And the towns are very different, but, economically and socioeconomically. But one thing that is common to every town, whether it's a resort community, agriculture community, a rural community, is the cost of housing. Everybody's struggling with trying to keep their employees in town and have enough housing. So I was excited to work on that bill. And we've had a few other legislative efforts that are starting to make a difference. And we're seeing the housing pop up here in Idaho Springs and in other places, too. So that's great. And then my other big focus this year was public safety. Mm. Road safety in particular. I hear from residents here in Clear Creek County all the time about speeding or commercial trucks or those Jake brakes or a variety of things that are making our roads less safe. So I have been working on bills for several years to keep commercial trucks out of the left lane or crack down on the Jake brake noise. But this year I worked on a couple bills. One is going to increase the penalties for people that pass illegally on double yellow lines. We've had some horrendous tragedies in my district and across the state, these head-on collisions where people are passing on a double yellow when they shouldn't. Yeah. So we're trying to raise awareness for that. And also increase the accountability for repeat speeders. So not your just one-time speeding ticket, but if you're getting multiple speeding tickets in a year or three in 2 years, this bill will mean that you need to, you might face steeper penalties and go to court to resolve your speeding tickets rather than just mailing it in. Yeah. And then the other road safety bill was a bill that we passed to create a sustainable source of funding for wildlife crossings and fencing infrastructure to keep wildlife off our roads, give them a safe place to cross. Yeah. But most importantly, keep people from hitting animals with their car, which can hurt or kill them and ruin in total your car, which raises everybody's insurance rates. So I'm excited about that. That's going to go into effect January 1st. So those were some of the bills I talked about. We also talked about water and wildfire and some of the things we did at the Capitol there. I know we're heading into a really scary summer with drought and wildfire risk and everything like that. So we were working on that a lot at the legislature.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of curious, what are some, if you know of some other bills that are affecting us as well.
Yeah. So doing as much water conservation, forest management, wildfire mitigation has been a priority. We were able to pass our annual water projects bill, as we call it, this year, which is funded from severance taxes and sports betting revenue. That was a very healthy amount this year, and so that, thankfully, that will go to a lot of those conservation efforts, funding the Colorado Water Plan. It also helps us map out our state's water resources better and where the snowpack is, where we need to do more wildfire mitigation, where we need to do more water conservation. So that is, of course, really important for Clear Creek County. I also passed a bill to help support our fire districts with more funding for those firefighters and first responders and help them with their funding for their everyday jobs, but also their health benefits, and try to make sure that folks who go into that profession are getting taken care of.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really important one here. I know we were struggling quite heavily on that. I'm not sure exactly where it stands right now, but that's good to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. And I visited with the Clear Creek Fire Authority and a lot of local officials here, and we have worked on other efforts to try to create more sustainable funding for them, or to help them purchase a new fire engine or new materials or PPE for their firefighters. And it's never enough, but we're trying to do what we can to support from the state level.
Yeah. And thank you for coming in tonight. I know you're probably kind of exhausted. It's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But I would love to keep peeking your brain.
Yeah.
So I understand you're running for re-election.
I am running for re-election. I've been serving this district since the 2022 election and starting in the 2023 legislative session. And senators serve four-year terms, and then you can run for two terms total. So I'm up for re-election this year for my final term to the state Senate.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, just hearing the bills that you have passed, it seems pretty awesome.
Thanks.
All things that we need. So are there things on your platform that you're looking forward to hopefully being able to run on?
Yeah. You know, the state plays an important role in addressing everyday challenges of Coloradans. I think there's this perception that politics right now is so broken because of all of the fighting that people see on TV or on the radio or with what's going on in national politics, Congress fighting the president or the president fighting with other people, Democrat versus Republican, red versus blue. And that's not how it should be. And what gives me hope and why I'm running for the state legislature again is because the state legislature, for the most part, is a place where things are still getting done. Close to 90% of the bills that were passed this legislative session and almost every legislative session prior received bipartisan support. So the most of the work we're doing is getting ideas from constituents in our districts, turning those challenges into bills, working to pass those bills, changing laws that impact people's daily lives. So that's, I think, how governance should be, and that's why I want to run for one final term in the state Senate, is to keep doing that work. What I hear from folks here in Clear Creek County and across my district is always affordability challenges, whether it's the cost of gas and groceries, housing, childcare, healthcare. Some of those things are being impacted by the war in Iran, for example, and with gas prices. But there are some things that we can do to address affordability at the state level. And so if I'm reelected, I hope to continue working on housing policy to make housing more attainable and affordable for all income levels, whether it's lower income hourly workers or the teacher that wants to live and work in this community but can't find a place to buy, the firefighter, the policeman, the small business employee, or the small business owner. And then healthcare. Healthcare is another big passion of mine, something that we've done a lot at the state level to kind of explore healthcare reform, but we do need to continue to to do what we can to bring down people's costs, because too many people in our state, and especially in rural communities, are just one sickness or accident away from bankruptcy. Yeah. I think that's going to be a big priority for the next governor that's coming in next year, as well as the legislature that's coming in to work with that governor. So those are kind of some of the big priorities. And then I live out here in Western Colorado. The environment, water, is a big personal passion of mine. I know it's one of the reasons why we all live in the mountains. And so protecting our way of life, our natural resources, our water, our environment, and doing it, and that can be done in a bipartisan or nonpartisan way. I think we all want to conserve what we can here in Colorado. And so there's some important things that I would want to get done in that space too.
Yeah, no, that those are all important. And something that I hold dear really with this show even, is just connection and community coming together, because honestly, we need our differences. We need to be able to disagree on stuff, but we need to come to some logical conclusion where we're working together on stuff. And these are things that affect all of us. I know, 70% about of, Idaho Springs residents work outside of the county.
Yep.
So, I mean, we don't really have a very sustainable resource here except for tourism. And I know we've really been hit this year with, you know, we rely on skiing and rafting and, you know, all of the restaurants rely on that sort of traffic as well. So it's really a lot. It's a whole community wide problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it problems compound on each other. You know, you have, the almost non-existent snowfall that we saw this winter meant people were not driving up here or through Clear Creek County to go skiing. And that hurts local businesses that rely on that visitation. There is more, I think, that the state can do to help local communities diversify their economy so that we're not dependent just on outdoor recreation or just on any particular industry. You know, we've worked to put in place things like the Rural Jumpstart Program, which provide tax incentives to businesses that want to open their doors in rural communities like Idaho Springs or across Colorado. There's more things that we need to explore that way. You know, I think the Argo gondola that's just opened is a good example of like somebody thinking outside the box of how do we diversify this economy. You know, that wasn't something that the state supported financially, but at least it's creating an alternative revenue source for the economy in Idaho Springs and in Clear Creek County. How do we think creatively like that? How does the state become a partner in efforts like that across rural towns and counties?
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you, even just, you know, coming in and talking on the radio feels very, you know, we're all human.
Yep.
And, the way that we solve these problems is by talking together, sharing ideas.
It should be the way at least, right?
Right.
Yeah, instead of just nasty comments online on social media.
Yeah. You know, I think it's really important and cool. I have one question about transportation.
Yeah.
I've heard that, part of the big Floyd Hill construction, long-term goal is for us to get some kind of speed rail train going through the mountains here. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, passenger rail, trains to the mountains, trains across the Front Range. It's been a big topic at the state level for the last several years.
Yeah.
Right now, there are pretty concrete plans to build or to expand the existing rail line, what they call mountain rail. This is rail that already exists that had been used for passenger rail way back in the early 1900s, switched to livestock transportation, has now switched to coal transportation. That, as that's phasing out, the hope is to create a more feasible passenger service along that line that runs from Denver all the way to Craig in far northwest Colorado, with stops in Rawlingsville and Gilpin County, and then Winter Park. The train already has pretty reliable service, Denver to Winter Park, the ski train. It's going to expand service, or it is already increasing frequency this year. But the plan is to now build that out to keep going. So you go to Granby, to Kremlin, and then you loop up to places, to Oak Creek and Steamboat, Hayden, Craig.
Nice.
So So that's the existing rail line on the mountain rail. Most of that is in the district I represent, so it's something I've been involved with. And people are excited about the possibility, of course, of moving tourists from Denver to the ski towns, but more importantly, a commuter rail service for locals that live in those communities. A lot of people who work in Steamboat live over in Hayden and Craig and have to drive Highway 40, which can be really dangerous every day. If there is a reliable commuter rail service from Craig and Hayden into Steamboat, that's going to take cars off the road. It's going to make that commuter experience more feasible. Same thing with people who live in Kremlin or Granby and work at Winter Park can take the commuter rail. How do we get that rail service onto I-70, though, is the question, because there is not currently rail built in that area.
Right.
I think the Floyd Hill project was designed in a way to potentially accommodate something like that in the future, mm-hmm. but I'm not aware of any concrete plans, either by CDOT or a private entity, to build rail from Denver through Clear Creek and over into Summit County and Eagle County. But technology is changing quickly. I would imagine maybe 10 to 30 years from now, we'll be having that conversation. These projects don't, of course, pop up overnight, but it is exciting to see Mountain Rail coming to fruition, I think, by the end of this decade up in Steamboat and Craig and Winter Park area. And then they are also currently working on Front Range passenger rail, which would eventually stretch from Fort Collins down to Boulder, Denver, Colorado Springs, and all the way to Pueblo.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. Very cool. Well, since I have you for a few minutes,
yeah.
I would like to just open the door to get to know you a little bit.
Sure.
More. What are some things you like to do in your free time?
Well, I am the proud and tired dad of a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, which my wife is graciously handling bedtime, I think, right about now, back home. We live in Frisco. So our lives are pretty much about our two toddlers right now,
yeah.
Which is great. Our son started T-ball last week, so that's exciting. Our daughter's starting to talk a lot. So that's my world. But I grew up here. I grew up in Steamboat and have lived on the western slope or in western Colorado almost my entire life. I love it out here, raising my family here. So I like to do all the things that folks do, hike, fish, ski when we have snow, and spend time outdoors. And then I'm a just like Joey here, who's with me, a hopeless Rockies fan, if they're ever good again, but we'll hold out for that. Mm. Yeah,
man. Well, at least we had the Avs for,
yeah, the year. Avs, the Nuggets. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the Broncos will be good again this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really nice. I also grew up here in Colorado, and man, I love nature. The nature here is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth every bit of protection and love that it can get.
That's right. Yeah.
I appreciate you working hard down there to make things roll on the legal level.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting job. It can be really frustrating sometimes and really, strange. I still pinch myself when I walk into that building, into the Capitol building, and that I get to do it. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, we're still, you know, it's relatively functional. It's still politics. We have our fights.
Right.
But, you know, I think what's special about representing rural communities too is, like, I see my neighbors at the grocery store. I see constituents, at my kids' daycare pickup. And when I come here to Idaho Springs or to Clear Creek County, I'm seeing people that I know. You can't, like, hide an anonymity online, right? Like, you're seeing these people every day. And so it does make my work, I feel, a little less partisan and more results focused, because these people will see me, right, and say, did you fix that issue? And some of my colleagues who live in the big city, districts are divided by streets, and what side of the street are you on? Out here it's like, oh, that's your jurisdiction, you need to fix their issues.
Yeah man, all those little cabins out there in the world.
That's right.
No, that makes me glad, because it's not easy, but it's kind of how it should be.
Yeah.
I think,
we have it's considered a citizen legislature. We're there for 4 months a year. Then we go home. We return to our other jobs, our families, our communities, and gather ideas for going, and then head back for 4 months at the beginning of the year. So I think it works pretty well. It's not the constant, politics 24/7 like national politics seems to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you are still a human.
Yes, still a human. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'd hope to, you know, talk to folks on the radio like this, or, yeah, of course, come to our town halls, meet us, right, or send me an email, and we can go grab a cup of coffee and talk about what's going on and what you want your state government to be doing.
Yeah, that's very important. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I have a question, personal question about your middle name.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to share what your middle name is? Oh,
it's on my Wikipedia page, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know who made the or how it ended up on the Wikipedia page. My middle name is Outerbridge. It's also my dad's middle name. It's his mom's last name, or was her last name.
Oh.
My grandmother, my dad's mom, grew up on the island of Bermuda. She is actually a citizen of England her whole life until very late in life she became a U.S. citizen. And she met my grandfather during World War II when he was stationed there in Bermuda. But apparently Outerbridge, and I've only been to Bermuda once, but apparently it's like a very common name in Bermuda. So it's not very weird there, but it is a little bit funny here. But yeah, people always are a little surprised to hear that that's my middle name.
Well, I had to take the chance.
Yeah. Right?
I'm like, I see this on Wikipedia.
And it's spelled exactly how it sounds, yeah. Outerbridge.
It's cool.
And there must have been some bridge somewhere in Bermuda at one point. Yeah.
That one's the outer
Yeah, where
one.
Somebody lived. Yeah.
Yeah. My name is, it means small house. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Names are funny.
Names are very funny.
Yeah,
yes.
But thanks for letting me get to know you a little more.
And yeah.
Listeners, thanks for listening in.
Thanks for having me on. And folks, if feel free to get in touch with me anytime. Dylan Roberts, DylanRoberts. You can find me online, my email, my phone number. Would love to hear from you, and always happy to help Clear Creek County.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Dylan. I appreciate you coming on, and yeah, I hope you have a good rest of your
evening.
Yeah,
have a good evening, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank
Bobby.
You. We're going to play some music, and I'll be right back.
Trying to get out.
Anyway, that was Let It Happen by Tame Impala. Ooh, it's been a minute since I've been on the radio. It's glad to be here. It's glad. I'm glad. I don't know. It might be glad. but anyway, if y'all want to call in, please feel free. I'll be here for a little bit longer here tonight, but 303-567-4628. It's pretty cool having Senator Dylan Roberts on tonight. You know, I do think sometimes we feel very separate from some of these folks working in our systems, but really I think you know, it's really nice to have some humble folks that are willing to, I mean, they should all be willing, really, but it's really cool to see a representative or senator, sorry, come in and spend some time to hang out and just chat and let us know what's going on. And man, it sounds like some good things have been happening in terms of getting us some more protections. It's very cool hearing about the affordable housing and you know, wildfire mitigation, water protections. It's huge. Transportation stuff, man, the people crossing the double yellow line, that's a huge thing. Man, I almost suggested my constant suggestion is that we have anybody who's coming into the state take a little 15-minute course of how to drive in the mountains. But honestly, we could probably use some too. It's kind of crazy to me that we don't have more consistent education around driving. It's like we're in, I don't know, we have these huge vehicles that are capable of so much damage that sometimes we just are like, ooh, I can press the button and it goes. I can steer it, you know? It's good to learn about these things and get to know them better. And it's kind of like our bodies, right? It's like, oh, this is a machine and it's mine and I want to know what's going on with it. Man, yeah, I don't know. It's been a minute. I'm glad to be back. Always glad to get in here and say hi to everyone. I hope everybody is doing all right. Summer is ramping up. I have got not a lot of postings here. I know there's some stuff coming up, but we've got, of course, guitar and bass lessons for all ages, hosted by our very own Val Heiderson. She is an experienced and professional musician. You can learn to play, read, and write music, and perform. Call or text 303-907-8020. Man, so K-Goat, I just was chatting with our very own Bob Hickam, and he let me know we're getting up to the 31-year mark for K-Goat, which is amazing. Yeah, I think, geez, it just, I get very overwhelmed with how much I love this place. It's very cool that we get to come on, and I'm just kind of in shock that I was just able to sit here with a senator and get to know what they have going on. And yeah, I wish I would have, well, no, I mean, I can't say, well, look, I would have liked to be able to be here for the town hall, but it's all good because I was able to do this and get the rundown. But yeah, man, I think things are always possible, but it does take all of us coming together and chatting and working through our problems and coming up with ideas. Problem solving is not easy, but it does make it easier when we share some of our the word is in my head. share some of the things that we connect on. You know, we all care about this place. We all want to be able to keep enjoying it and doing what we love. And I think it's important for us to take good care of that. Yeah. Ooh, you know what? I think I have another song that I'm going to play for you. I hope you all enjoy. This is called Float Along, Fill Your Lungs by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Thank you.
right, that was Float Along, Fill Your Lungs by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I wanted to let you guys know that programming on KGOAT is supported by Bojo's Pizza, home of the famous Mountain Pie, the true Colorado-style pizza at 1517 Miner Street in Idaho Springs. Find out more at bojos.com. You are listening to Clear Creek Radio, 102.7 and 103.9 FM, The GOAT. I've got another song queued up for you here, and then I'm going to be out of the studio. So if anyone wants to call, now's your chance. 303-567-4628. Here we go. Enjoy. That was Dean Town by Wolfpack. I hope you guys enjoyed. Sorry I can't stick around for the rest of the evening, but it was very nice to come in and say hi to everyone. Thanks for listening to KGOAT tonight. I'm going to send you out with, of course, the one, the only, MF Doom with Charnsuka. Please enjoy. Have a nice night, everyone.